This past Sunday morning, our passage began with Numbers chapter 10, verse 29, introducing an individual by the name of Hobab. Hobab was only a factor in the first part of this passage, and as I suggested, that although the passage leaves his ongoing participation unspoken, the rest of the scripture does seem to indicate that Hobab accepted Moses' offer to continue to accompany the people of Israel and even to help provide guidance for them to the promised land. I had indicated that Hobab is the brother-in-law of Moses and that his father was Jethro, who is now called Reuel in this passage. Both names show up earlier in the account, so we know that Jethro and Reuel are the same individual. But Hobab, there is some potential confusion, and this led to a question I received this week, that there is another passage of Scripture that seems to indicate that Hobab is actually the father-in-law of Moses. That verse is Judges 4, verse 11, which identifies Heber the Kenite, who had separated from the Kenites, and that he was the descendant of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, and that he had pitched his tent near Kadesh, which then factored into the story there in Judges chapter 4. So the Kenites are the descendants of Hobab, but why is he called here the father-in-law of Moses when back in the book of Numbers he's said to be the son of the father-in-law of Moses? It can't be the same, so there have been all kinds of ideas of how to reconcile these. But one of them, and this is the one that satisfied me, that Hobab is actually the brother-in-law of Moses, is that the word translated father-in-law doesn't specifically limit itself to the father-in-law relationship, but virtually to other in-law relationships. There are instances in Scripture where the very same word refers to a son-in-law. So there's a little flexibility in the terminology. We don't have any explicit cases where we know for sure that it has to mean brother-in-law, apart from Numbers chapter 10. But that is the most likely. And further, we could speculate, since Jethro himself doesn't show up again after, I think it's Exodus chapter 18, that it could be that in the year or so that the people of Israel were camping at Mount Sinai, that Jethro passed away. And if that was the case, then his son Hobab would have become the new patriarch of the family, and as the leader of the family would assume the role of his father, not that he would become the father-in-law of Moses, but would have all of the other positions of status and so forth that that would include, which makes the use of this term, even given the flexibility that it has in translation, indicate that it's an appropriate term for Hobab. But from what we know about who his father was and the relationship of his father to Moses, Hobab is the brother-in-law of Moses. Now, that wasn't a theological question. That's more of a curiosity question. But I think those are important as well, that if there's something in a passage that is puzzling, especially one that seems to contradict a statement from elsewhere in Scripture. We know there are no real contradictions, but it is a point of curiosity, and I think not idle, but significant curiosity to want to know, is there an answer to that, or is this just an apparent discrepancy that we just have to take by faith, that there is a resolution? I think those are important questions. And although I try to answer those kinds of questions, anticipate them before bringing a message and try to satisfy curiosity, I'm going to overlook some. And so I appreciate that there was somebody that looked at Judges 4, saw an apparent contradiction, assumed that there's an answer, and wanted to know if there's any help available. So I think that's appropriate. If you have any future questions on any future messages, that you will feel free to ask, and even if it's just a matter of curiosity, you'd just like to know an answer. or if it was something of more significance theologically or practically for us, the door is open for you to ask. And by the way, since I'll be in Myanmar when you hear this, I'd like to remind you that both Pastor Chris and Pastor Brian are going to have opportunity to preach this coming Sunday, so you can also feel free to direct your questions to them and maybe get their participation in this recording for next week as well. I know they'd be happy to do that if you had a question for them.